Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Behold, Jesus Will Come Back Quickly. In Matthew 27, we are reading through the Bible in 1 year. If you read with us every day on Facebook, I post the daily scriptures for the day. And 1 year, you will have read the whole Bible. Is that awesome? You will know the Word of God in and out. I've been doing this for almost 20 years now. And I keep seeing that the Word of God is true and gets down in your soul and you believe Him. God for many things. Matthew 27, a man from Cyrene, his name Simon, was forced to carry Jesus' cross. So Jesus, they had beaten him, they made him carry his own cross, and of course they nailed him to the cross, and you can see that many times on jewelry actually. Well, they went out to an area known as Golgotha, that is called the Skull Hill, where the soldiers gave Jesus wine to drink after they nailed him to the cross. And while he was on the cross and did not die yet, he was a wine to drink. When he tasted it, he refused to drink it. And after the crucifixion, the soldiers threw dice to divide up his clothes among themselves. Then they sat around and watched him as he hung there on the cross. And they put a sign above his head saying, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." The chief priests and the Jewish leaders mocked him. Afternoon, the whole earth was covered with darkness for 3 hours, from noon until 3 o'clock. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus shouted, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus shouted out again, and then dismissed his spirit and died. And look, the minute that he died, the curtain in the temple of the holiest and the rock broke, and the tombs opened, and many godly men and women who died came back to life again. The soldiers at the crucifixion and their sergeant was very frightened by the earthquake and all that happened. And then they exclaimed, "Surely this was God's Son." Even the unbelievers recognized signs that they saw: the tombs opening, the sky getting dark, the earthquake, the rocks broke, people came back to life. This was a sign to them that Jesus really was the Son of God, that he really was the Messiah, is the Son of God. He still is the Son of God, because you know what? He died, but on the third day he arose from the grave, and he is alive forevermore. On Sunday morning, when the ladies and the disciples went to see the empty tomb, because he rose from the dead, and the tomb was empty, there were angels standing by the tomb. And they said, "What are you looking for?" And they said, "You're not going to find him here." And after he arose from the dead, he stayed about 50 days more on the earth, talking with his disciples and teaching them all of the scriptures, how it was fulfilled, he fulfilled the Bible prophecy. And then, in the sight of all of the people, he started arising in the air until they could see him no more. And you can read this in the Bible for yourself, and that's in John. He died to save the world, but he made us the promise that he will come back today. And the church who was living at that time thought he would be coming back soon in their day. But Jesus, God, had a plan. And in the book of Revelation, the last two chapters of the book of Revelation talks about him coming back, living on the earth for 1,000 years as a king in Jerusalem. That day, when he comes back, the Jewish people will go out to that mountain and they will recognize that Jesus is their Messiah. And he will be the king of the whole earth. We will not have kings anymore because he will be the only king. And if you believe that, you can accept him now. We can pray and ask God to come into your life. Father God, right now, Lord, we ask you, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross. Know that I am a sinner. Any other human being, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what your word says. There is no righteous one. There is no one who has a perfect heart. But Lord, you died and you were sinless. You didn't commit any sin. You were not born with sin. The only human that was born without sin was a perfect sacrifice, died for me. I believe rose from the grave. But I ask you to forgive me. Lord, I forgive others who have hurt me or said nothing bad about me or whatever that they might have done. I forgive them right now because you forgave me. I will let it go. Blood. You will take friends. You will protect. You will guide and lead. I thank you, Father God, for coming to my heart, right? But let no joy of God be my heart living. I would love to rejoice with you. The Bible says when one person comes to the Lord Jesus, all the angels rejoice in heaven, and I want to rejoice with you also. Then text and Facebook, shopping everything, chapter, don't text.